yes, you wanna cry. 9 and 6 tenths. Yes, you wanna cry. 9 and 6 tenths. Yes, you wanna cry. 9 and 6 tenths. Hey!
Oh, yes, we do love you. We love you so much.
God bless
Thank you.
You.
God bless you all. Yes, indeed. That was the Texas Tornadoes. That's from a CD that you can call your own tonight if you happen to win prize pack number 4 here on the Twang Trust Fun Drive Extravaganza. What do we got? What do we got here? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We've got some folks to thank here. The Twang Trust total. We've been doing this for what 36 minutes so far. We're at $1,100, folks. $1,100. Holy moly! Who are these amazing people? Who are these people who are giving us all this money? There's Steven, there's Bill, there's Dave, there's Heather, there's Jeff, Richard, Orlando, who is insane. Orlando, holy moly. Do I know Orlando? If I don't, I want to get to know him real good. Holy moly. $500 from Orlando, kids. You can do it, too.
Orlando. Lots of generous people out there, Stu, who love the Twang Trust. We need them to call in. 774-6877.
That's the way to do it. And we're standing, we're waiting. We're going to have live music, mere moments. And I should tell you, by the way, I haven't even mentioned this at all. You've seen it on the website if you've checked it out. But for everybody who's pledging tonight at the $90 level or over, you get the fabulous Twang Trust Fun Drive poster.
That's an exclusive. You've done that every year for a couple years now.
This is the fourth year running that we've done that.
Very cool.
And, you know, the neat thing about this year's version, it's the first year we've done a local act. And, three of the guys pictured on the poster are actually in the room next door. Holy moly. It's the Fuse, folks, that are pictured on this year's Fun Drive poster. And if you've seen the other posters in previous years, they've all had autographs. But they're just reproductions, right? They're not actual autographs. This year, they are, in fact, actual hand-signed autographs by all the dudes in the Fuse. The three Hatcher brothers and David Briggs. Holy moly, they're all up there. And we've got most of those guys standing by right now. Can we talk to them? Can we say hey next door? How you doing next door?
Hey, Stu.
Hey, Stu.
It's
Can you guys hear?
The Hatcher's Brig experience. Next door.
We're in the brig.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, thanks.
Well, thanks very much.
This is a repeat visit for Don. He was here, man, how long ago was it, Don? It was ages ago. When Don and Jeff came down, but now you've brought another brother. You brought four other brothers.
I found another brother.
This family is crazy. Yeah. But it's great to have you guys. It's great to have the actual Twang Trust poster boys in the house.
Lucky we're not shirtless, right, in the poster?
But you do have your skinny new wave ties there.
Small mercies.
It's a great thing. But we're gonna shut up now and listen to these guys play. And that's why I do this show, is because you guys make this amazing music. And we'll talk more about that very soon.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, Stu.
So you want us to play now?
Stu?
Go for it.
Okay.
Whatever you want.
This is the Leavings. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Yeah.
every direction this wind blows. So goodbye to now and farewell to this day. The midnight chimes ring out there calling you away. And in the leavings I hope that I'll find you once again.
One more?
Something completely different?
Sure. And now? Oh, would you like another song, Stu?
Absolutely, yeah. Keep going, kids.
Okay. Let's do Western Wind. I'm just going to let Ken grab his accordion. In F for anybody out there with a harmonica.
Western wind, when will thou blow? The small rains down can rain. Christ, if my love were in my arms, I in my bed again. Western wind, when will thou blow? The small rains down can rain. Christ, if my love
Very fine, very fine. Thank
Thanks,
you, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
Wow, you're that's welcome. Great. Now, how new are those songs?
Actually, they're new. They're fairly new, right? I mean,
yeah, fairly new. About, I guess the first one, The Leavings, Don and I started working on about 2.5 years ago. So it's newish.
At most, it's newish, yeah.
Western Wind, probably within the last year. We haven't played out. First time we played it out was Crescentwood, and but it's been... Things have been kicking around in the back there for a bit.
Yeah, and yeah, Crescentwood was just a fabulous time a couple of weeks back, and you didn't get shut down this year.
No.
That was real nice.
No, we didn't get shut down. Apparently, there's some kind of, they have some new Crescentwood rule. If you take all of the alcohol off the tables at 1 o'clock, then you can keep playing.
Wow.
So.
Is that what it wasn't that you were rocking too hard last year? I thought that might have been the reason.
Of course, that was part of the problem. But, yeah, it could have been an angry superintendent. I don't know. We're not really too sure.
Wow. Well, for folks who don't know the history of these guys, I should run down. That's we're here in Don Hatcher and David Briggs there. Little brother Paul, or actually no, medium brother Paul is in there. He's on drums. He's on a big old box tonight.
He's on an accordion case tonight.
It's an accordion case. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual accordion, Ken, on accordion,
Ken Pinchin,
who's been he's been playing with you guys for a good while, huh?
Yeah, it's
How long's it now?
You know, I was just thinking about that. It's like 5 or 6 years.
That's already? Really?
Since your basement days.
Yeah, the basement days, sure.
Okay, yeah. So there you go.
And Big John Neal on the big fat bottom bass there.
Yeah.
Who's goes back to Ricardo's days.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, it's probably 12 years, right? Or I'm throwing a number out, of course.
Playing with Paul since probably about 1988, off and on.
Yeah. Wow.
Can't count that, eh?
I passed the audition.
Yeah.
but the whole history goes back to, now I'm thinking, what was it, 1976, when the Fuse first existed?
76, 77, the Fuse?
Well, there was a few incarnations, but it was the basic band was, from 1975. The Fuse was 1978.
78, 79.
Yeah, 75. Yeah, 74, 75.
The photo that's on the Twang Trust poster this year features all three of the Hatcher brothers. Now, I don't know. I only saw the Fuse a couple of times, but I don't think I ever saw them with Don in the band.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, I'm just in the photos.
Ah. Well, I was wondering, like, you were like me. You couldn't get into Fuse gigs legally, could you?
No, not legally, but they still let me.
No, we had to kidnap him and take him away with us.
No, I was. I started when I was 16. But I think I looked about 13. But, because money speaks so loudly. The bar was jammed. So, you know, suddenly the liquor laws didn't apply to the band.
Yeah.
It's just funny how that's...
I saw the Fuse twice in my concert-going days. Once was a social that I snuck into underage. Mm-hmm. I think I was 16. And the other was the fabulous show at the Playhouse Theater. The big...
Harlequin
and the Yes movie.
Okay. Actually, yeah, and you know what? I did play that. I played saxophone. I came up for like two songs or something and played saxophone.
Yeah, I remember that. I went with a friend who was like a big Aerosmith fan, so I said, you got to go see Harlequin, man. They're like the coolest thing next to Aerosmith. And, of course, I only wanted to go see the Fuse, but it was the only way I could get somebody to go with
them. I bet you wanted to see the Yes movie.
Well, I lasted 2.5 songs before I literally almost fell asleep.
Oh.
I was actually dozing off, and that was the weirdest bill ever, I think.
That's possible.
That's weirder than the Monkees and Jimi Hendrix, when you get down to it, I think.
I don't know.
Possibly.
As long as everyone's happy.
But after the Fuse, of course, came the Six. That's when you guys were based out of Toronto, I guess, during those days, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, yeah, that's more Paul and Dave at that point.
Yeah.
Although I played sax with them for a while.
And then, of course, Jeffrey Hatcher and the Big Beat.
That was all of us, yeah.
And of course, like, Dave technically wasn't in the band, but he's on the back cover of the album.
Yeah, well...
This is reprising Don's role there, sneaking in for photo ops.
Well, no, because Dave had co-written so many of the songs with Jeff.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's always been...
Executive producer, I think, weren't you?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Well, it was such an amazing songwriting partnership, for sure.
Well, it had kept on through those years too. So the involvement was just writing then, I guess, not playing.
Yeah, and we've got these six prize packs we're giving away tonight. In each one of the prize packs is the CD by the Fuse, or the Six, or the Big Beat, or what other story you might happen to have. But we're giving away one of those CDs in each of the six prize packs, along with the whole whack of other stuff. So six lucky people are going to be able to check all that great old stuff out from the real early days up to the later Big Beat stuff. And it's all Hatchers all the time here on the Twang Trust right now. And how about a couple more tunes, kids?
Sure.
Love to
see. Well, you've got the accordion. Never heard a minute.
And by the way, anybody who's enjoying this stuff might want to call 774-6877 and let us know all about that.
Should we hit it, Stu?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Go for it. Yeah.
Never heard a midnight. Mika, this is for you if you're listening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Rashad rings out, man lays dead, pistol smokes, graveyard calls, the preacher man, let's stand accused of a crime I did not do.
a son, you know I sympathize with your plight, with your lies. But the midnight killing's done, and your hand for this day is gone. Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
alright,
alright.
But I've never heard of midnight. Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
alright,
alright.
But I've never heard of midnight. I know it's true, it's a crime I did not do. Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
alright,
alright.
But I've never heard of midnight. Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
alright,
alright.
But I've never heard of midnight.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. There's one going back to the big beat days,
yeah.
When Don used to step out front. Yes. Sounding good, kids.
Thanks very much. Thanks.
And how about one more before you get out of here?
Sure.
What do you want to hear, Johnny?
Mrs. Brown?
You got
okay,
it.
We'll do Mrs. Brown.
This is a fairly new song, too.
Yeah. This is fairly new.
Yeah, it's a couple years old. And big thanks for having us on here, Stu. It's been a blast.
Oh, it's my pleasure to have you here. This is amazing.
And to all the listeners out there, best show in the whole damn universe here. So pledge early, pledge often.
That's the best damn station.
Best damn station.
Mrs. Brown. Good day, Mrs. Brown.
Let me sit here for a while, dreaming of the days that have gone by. But when the time is right, I just have to say goodnight. Let me sit here for a while. Let me lay here on the floor, dreaming of what happened once before. But when the sun comes up, might have been here long enough. Let me lay here on the floor. Good night, moon, and good night, love. Good night.
good night, moon, and good night, love. Good night to the stars above, and good night, moon, and good night, Mrs. Brown. Yeah, good night, moon, and good night, Mrs. Brown. Good night, moon, and good night, Mrs. Brown.
The Hatchers Woo! Briggs Band, kids.
Hey, thanks, dude. That was great.
Thank you. Winnipeg legends. And here's one that we heard at Crescentwood the other day. We'll send this to John there in the corner playing bass, and Daryl wherever he is tonight.
Ah!